Okay, now I was trying to set up a thesis that the mitzvah kvura in the Rambam and Mishneh Torah is very different than in Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay. There were those who claimed that I wasn't that successful, and I want to be successful beyond any doubt at all. Okay? Rambam. Hilchos Sanhedrin. Perek Tesvav Halacha Ches. Umitzvah Saseh. Likvor Eskol Haruge Beis Din. Biyoim Hahariga. Shenema ki kovo tikvena b'yomahu. Okay. So then he starts. V'lo haruge bezdin bovad. Ella call. Okay. So he says. So you would say whatever call, right? But listen carefully how we finish it. Okay. Now just tell me if this does not is not striking. V'lo haruge bezdin bovad. Elo kol hamelin es mesoi, oive olo b'loisase, hilino lechvoidoi, lohovi loi aloi v'tachrichin eno oive olov. There's a lav and there's an assay. Okay. When he talks about the assay, he says, b'tu'u mochilis, the mitzvah nagugei bezdin. Okay. Hello.
Yeah.
When he talks about the Azhora, he is a little bit more, ready to give a little leg room. But, if you look at it says Kol Hamelin Meiso. Okay. So a priori, you would have said that he's including not only, and we don't know exactly how Haruge Beis Din fit into this. I guess maybe the chiyum on Beis Din, we have to know in terms anywhere in a wiki Beis Din, the sound of Mrs. Kvul is on Beis Din, okay? But kol ha-meilin, meisai, is over below Yisaseh. Okay? No mention over here of anything except for craving for the lav and a wiki Beis Din for that say. Okay? Now, forgetting about everything, this is very, very different from the presentation. Say for mitzvahs. Okay? Now, let's continue. Now, this is only the beginning. Okay. But that's pretty clear, correct? So to say there's a mitzvah kvura and mes mitzvah means a mitzvah kvura in Ram Mishneh Torah, it's to, if you want to be gracious, you would say it's an uphill battle. Okay? If you want to be gracious, okay? Magnanimous, whichever you like, whichever word you like, okay? And a gracious, that's probably magnanimous. Okay, cool. We say that. Now, in fact, these diukim are not only mine. The minchas chinuch in kaimetz hamincha, in mitzvah tav kuf lamed vav, says bol yodi. Shalos Teshuvos Haradvaz Chelik Rishon Nishal B'Simin Shinyan Aleph Amayim Mechayv Likvo Es Hameis Shemeis B'Yoyim Koydim Shkiyas Achama Veheishiv Demikoyach Haloisa Seh Deloisolun Nazman Analos Hashacha V'yasei Dekovoy Eino Hela Balgei Bezdin Avol Gabi Meilin Meis Es Meisai Ain't shom el alav the leisol levav v'lo asay the kovot tikbureno. L'chayr mash mekain ksas. I don't know why it's only ksas, but I'm paying tesis vav misanedjan lachavav. Azoy zok the mincha sriyun achin the kaim it's a mincha. Ach b'divy arav mechabe kan mavu lehedi al kol ameisim oivim basay the kovot gam kain gom gam kain v'yadua the arav mechabe ugdoli mishen moro. Okay, bevadi yesh lahachmel koyv. Okay, good. I'm not into halacha ma'aseh. Chul visit. What's the cheat of Rambam? Okay. So he goes on and on. Okay, good. So Avash Leviu, okay, why isn't Avash? Okay, good. I'm not interested in know whether Hayi Machri Alocha. I just want to know Vushtein Ramba. Say that. Then there was another Yid who was named Ginas Vrodim. Okay, shout out to you, was Ginas Vrodim. Chelik Yodeya, Klal Hey, Simon Beis. Umikomokoi mitzah selik vokol gibezen biyom arigi dirsiv ki kovat tikbuena biyom ahu. V'kach kosav Rambam, odosh shteyten Rambam. Perek tezva milchazen hejin, umona oisa bichlal mitzah se, hilkoch hameilin es mesa ko alayla, oiva balav ze, im eino lichvoidoi. Avo mitzah alayla eino oiva, v'ze boro, v'im toima, v'rova ala mikol gom bitul mitzah se, dirsiv. Ki kovo sigbarenu, b'yoyim ahu, v'chechi d'inyin alav, shomen ahu gibez l'meilin es meisai, eimo l'inyin, ta'ase nami yushovin, v'yiyye b'chlau ki kovo sigbarenu b'ahu, v'yim kein hod b'kush she'el oschel l'makoyim, amai enum nishom l'kayim, asei de kovo tigbarenu b'ahu, hod l'kasha, d'davka l'gabi ahu gibez d'inyik alav asei, Avo legabi meilin es meisei, ein shom el alav levad. V'chi teima, v'chi timsa, shle iskiu b'talmud. V'chein timsa, shle iskiu b'talmud. V'loi b'poiskin, el kol ha-meilin es meisei v'balav. V'hoi elehem loima mitzasei likhova b'yoyim ha-misa. V'chulei, and then he starts being dirish time with a kroh, he says a whole maisa, which is not negated to me, which I never will chesen. I wasn't brought up to say, because people die, and they die before Shkia, and it's very difficult. You want to make an assay, which came from Mekayim, how Gibezni were basically in the morning, or maybe, you know, they made it later, but, you know, it was orchestrated, so it could be done. You know, okay, good, Beseda. You like this, Hatzayna Zay, and Nita Zay, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? Happens to be true, the Shoyle Meshiv is not happy with this approach in Rambam, but I don't clearly understand how he reads the Rambam. And Shoyle Meshiv, Madua Kamo, Chelik Bey, Simon Kufnun Aleph, Shai Kfus, a Mace Mitzvah, Viaf Bechor, a Mace, who Mitzvah, Kelvin Tigran, a Kosh Kosh Rambam, a Perik Tesla, and Hedron. Viaf the Shomain, a Mavur, a Rak, Kolamain, a Mace, a Bulaisa, a Set. Okay, he's edited the Ram, the state Ramam. We cover Tikmoreno, Kamosh Kosa Ramban, Beter, Alaposik, Vain Lecha Mishnah, Vain Sefer Mitzvah Ramam, the Ramban. I don't know what he means, Mitzvah Kuflam, or maybe he means Reish Lam, maybe he means the Ram itself, maybe he doesn't mean the Ram. I don't know. Okay, good. We'll say that. Okay, so that's clear. Okay, now that's point number one, okay? That itself is a pretty strong argument, but I won't stop with it. Now, let's now go to Hilchos Ovel. In Hilchos Ovel, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, I want to do Perek Dalet and Perek Gimel, and that's always to say, why does Ram quote this in Perek Dalet? What does he mean in Perek Gimel? And the Ram is Dilem Achab, why does he put the address over here and not over there? Okay, but say that. Now keep in mind, Perek Gimel is the Perek of Tumas Kohanim and the Het of Tumas Kohanim, the mess. Perek Dalet is the Perek of Kfura. Okay? Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet. Okay? Perek Gimel, Tumas Mess for Kohanim, Perek Dalet, Kfura. So how does he open with Kfura? So if I would open with Perek Kfura, I would say Mitzvah Selik for Mesai, correct? That's where you open up. Sagt der Rahmen, Perek Dal, wir es over Locha Aleph. Min hoge Yisrael, bemeisim, u bekfura, kachu. Doch am Mitzvah say, you bein es shal, min hoge Yisrael, kachu. Was denn nach gemein, min hoge Yisrael, das, you know, that's where he started Perek? Then he continues. And going to Locha Zayin. Ein mashin es hameis, el medachem mitosu miyad, v'chol medach hamatchem mitosu hari ze mishur, v'chol medachem mitosu hari ze mishur, v'al ovel imoi hari ze magun. Hoi erev Shabbos, o erev Yontif, o shoye gishomim zalfim, al hamito muta, shalei mihir
Elo lichveid ovi v'imoi. V'chol hamelin. V'chol hamelin es meisoi oiva b'loi sase. Elo im kein ili lichveidoi ulahashlim sochov.
So all the inyan kvur are minhagim, and the only thing he quotes, as a kilu as a postscript to the discussion of the minhagi kvur, he says there's a chataka din for meilim meis alav. That is really pretty much in consonance of what he said in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Now, where does he quote chataka din for meis mitzvah? Not in the minhagi yisrael b'kfura and in the whole discussion of hata dini kfura and the chmeis mitzvah is the mitzvah's kfura.
But he quotes in Paragimel in the dinim from the het kohanim for tumas mes.
Exactly what you'd expect him to quote it if it has nothing to do with the mitzvah's kfura, but the whole din was said as far as the het tumas mes. The Rambam Perek Aleph Perek Gimel Huchos Ovel Aloch Ches Koyin Shepogam Emes Mitzvah Bederech Hayizem Etamaloi Afilu Koyin Godel Chayev Litamei Ule Koyva V'ezo Emes Mitzvah Echem Yisrael Shoye Mushlach Bederech V'ein Loi Koyvim. So that's the definition. You need the definition for Emes Mitzvah, not to tell you about Kfura. We didn't know it was Lav Meile Mesoi for such a thing.
You need it in Perigimel, in the Hetekei. And of demo is Gezokavon, the Aloch Ripia Kabbalah.
And then he has another few, he has Aloch Aloch too also, in Aloch Tess and Yud, Hoy Koyim V'Nozim Alchem Bederech, Yisah Segvah Nozim, Hu Segan, Mashiach, Hulei V'Hulei, Nozim Shemeis, HaMakom Atamaloi, I feel Kohanim also kameis mitzvah l'chol mibegmei shakol chayom bechvoidai v'chein akol oynin olav. These are dinim from Tuma, and it's in the Perek Gimel, okay? Perek Dalet of the Minhagim and the Beilim Meisai, there's no mention b'chal of meis mitzvah. Now, once you say this, I think that's is that reasonable already? I think both of them, you know, I think the first thing by itself was enough, correct? But after the second thing, you see that the first thing is real also. Okay? Now, next. Just watch this cake up. I'm sorry. So I didn't have time, so that's the answer. Okay, good. Now, next. Now, Asher Lefizeh. So Mishneh Torah. Well, when the Rambam, there's a kesher between the mitzvah kvura and the mitzvah velus. So l'cher, you can't talk. Yeah, but here is a problem. You see, the whole thing becomes a little strange. Okay, so understand now.
But there's one line. You didn't quote it, but I'm sure you can. It's not difficult, but you base olive, right?
What? Yeah, what do you want from Yud Beis Aleph?
Hesped Kovin Amesu. Yeah. Kofim Esa Yorishim Nitin Schar Mekonin.
Good, say that.
And Tzivu Al Tispedu Ein Sof Tinosu.
Good.
Tzivu Shlo Yikbor and Shomen Lo Shakfura Mitzvah. Shin Morki Kovar Tik Beren.
Yes, what does that mean?
I don't know, but I mean, it's something you have to relate to, right?
Yeah, but you see, I don't know, okay? You see, you're 100% right, okay? You're 100% right, okay? But just even before you get started, okay? If you be the Rambam, you want to quote that the mitzvah kvura by Shal Krivim, l'chera, to quote it, and a person says, al tikburu, and that the Dosa Shakfu Mitzvah is probably the zaniest way to quote it, correct? Okay. No, I just want to let's just be honest with ourselves, correct?
It's the back door.
Yeah, I understand. Correct. Okay, so let's just not okay, go.
But what is mitzvah mean in this context?
I understand that. It's not clear to me, okay? See, I'll tell you something, okay? I can't tell you for sure, okay? But you see, this is very helpful. This is very important. Very important. Very important. Very, very important. Just read it again. I want the end of it.
Yikover.
There's no vav there, right? Yeah, that's what it should be, right?
Shlo yikover ein shomin lo shakfura mitzvah shenemar ki kavor tikurim.
So it's not kved hames. Hesped is the kved hames. It's don't be maspid. You have to listen to because it's with seir shalom zol kvede. But kfura is not covered on this.
Where's the love?
What?
Where's the love?
Yeah, so you could have said, yeah, you should have said, he quoted,
he should have to grab me over the love.
Yeah, I understand. So I, you know, you see, I have another problem, okay? Let's flip it now. And it's a very important thing. You see, after I'm finished, you see, let's just before we get continue, okay? Let's just talk about in the ideal world how you want things to be set up, and let's see how if we either get there or we're not there, okay? You see, you have to recall that the Rambam opened up Hilchos Ovel and has a discussion about Kfura there, and says that Avelus is made a Kfura, correct? You want to, right? So, if you're going to limit Kikovo Tikbarenu only Tarugi Bezdin, so the Rambam's thesis at the beginning of Hilchos Ovel sounds a little strange. You'd like to stretch it, okay? We don't know exactly how to stretch it. But the question is, do you really want to stretch it to Meis Mitzvah? And is there any reason at all or anything in the Rambam to stretch the Meis Mitzvah? Those are the two issues, okay? See, Adrab, okay? Adrab. Correct?
No.
You see, before I say what I want to say, I just want you to agree with me that L'cheira, the Rambam, both in Hilchos Sanhedrin and Perek Tezvav, okay, and also, okay, in Hilchos Ovel, in the way he sets up Gimel and Dalet, clearly points out that Pash de Kovot Tikfrenu doesn't even apply to Shah Mason, okay? And the best you have is Melin Mesai by, okay? You see, I'll tell you something, hello? See, I don't get it 100%. Because, you see, in Melin Mesai, they talk about L'chvoidi la to do it. If the person says, I don't want to be married B'chal, and that's my covet, I'm not sure I want exactly how it played itself out. I have no clue, okay? But that I'm not getting involved in, okay? But he clearly called covet Tikbren. I'm just telling you that that's something I would like to explore. I intuitively feel it's not a path to explore, but just telling you to think about it. A priori, okay, she had this problem, because in Yud Beis, he's very clear in Ovel that there is some type of mitzvah, okay? On the other hand, when he talks about the mitzvah, he's very clear that it's not there. So how do you talk? In Sefer Mitzvah, also very clear where he stands. Correct? That the mitzvah is not only in Shakurim, but also in Meis Mitzvah. Correct? One second. What was it? What number was Mitzvah again? Reish Lama Gimel? That's probably, I would assume, hello, that this Shoyl Umeshiv, you know, I didn't look inside the thing. I would assume that he means the Rambam, and he means that the Reish Lamed Aleph, he means Reish Lamed Aleph, he's quoting the Rambam, say, for mitzvahs, the key to cover tick brano. This is by Cole Mason. Okay, let's read it slowly. Reish Lamed Aleph, see much in the Savin of the Kvah, who gave Bezdin, beyond my Kli Gras of who, Omo Yisal, the cover tick brano, beyond my who. Vosh the free cover tick brano, mitzvah say. For Kahu Adim Bisham Mason, Kaloima, she cover Mace be Israel, beyond my say. If you're curing as a mace, Shaylo Mishis Asik, big fuasa mace mitzvah. Okay? See, remember, I pointed out to you, in Yonoi, Hameis Shemitzvah Kol Echod Likvor Kovoy, Lefish Omi Yisal Likvor Tikbreno. Okay? So do we know that Kroivim, does he have a separate proof? Does a mitzvah kvu on Kroivim? Hey, what's his proof, really? There's a mitzvah kvu on everyone. Okay? I just wanted to tell you something. What's his proof? What's the proof? The proof of Chayri is Meis Mitzvah, okay? So I think what he's doing is he's learning Kilu Loshen from the Matiki Ashmua said Meis Mitzvah, so the mitzvah on Kol Yisrael. It just happened to be that there's somebody else to be Kaver, so everyone's not Mechuyiv, and only that person Mechuyiv. But in essence, the mitzvah kvura is a mitzvah mutar kol Yisrael. And he learns up, he has no proof about the mitzvah kvura per se that it's on Kravim. It's only vivait that he has the Lashon from Atiki Ashmur from Meis Mitzvah. That's what I would take. Look at the Lashon. He doesn't know. The first, the Sifri, doesn't tell you anything. All it just tells him it's Aseh. But it only could support the din from Besdin. We don't know anything more than that. He only introduces Achim Vechera de Beshameism, Kloima, and then he introduces everyone. Kol Meis be Yisrael be Yomeisei. Okay? Ulfik or Kol Meis Mitzvah, okay? And that's the Raya for Meis Mitzvah. However, if you deny and you say that Meis Mitzvah is not referring to the Mitzvah Kvura, as Ram seems to say in Mishneh Torah, and the whole din of Meis Mitzvah was said as a heter, halochem pi kabbalah, to be mate tumas kohanim, correct? So then a priori, you have nothing from the Chachmei HaMesira, no clue from the Chachmei HaMesira, that you should extend Kila Zapirish Makubo or Kila Odat the Mesera, that the mitzvah is not limited to Agri Bezdin, but the mitzvah on Kol Yisrael. Correct? That's what he's doing. It's a taich. He's not trying. That you understand that the purpose of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah, the Mitzvah's Kfur, is not to taich up and tell you, Tom, Dick, and Harry and all different things about the Mitzvah's Kfur. The Rambam's trying to prove that it's a mitzvah. And he proves a mitzvah. Okay? Now I only ask you one more thing. Okay? And the Mephoshim on the side in Yud Bey's Aleph. There's a Lashon of a Gemara Sanhedrin. What's a Memvav around there or something? Hello? Yeah. What's Memvav or something? Hello?
I don't see it.
Okay, just to make sure I'm not seen now, that's all. I'm always a Kshuman, so you can remember. So if I don't remember, so it's a shame of a book. Now. Just one second. You see, now can I, let me just read to you something. And I want to show you what the answer is over here. Okay. Now, before I start, okay, open up Okay, this is going to be, you know, it's open up the Shirish Gimel. Shirish Gimel, the Rambam has a discussion about, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Shirish Gimel. He has a discussion about Gnei Vesakasva. Okay. And just, he has a line there that will be, for me, it will be the make or the break here. Okay, no, it will make a break that, you know, before I was going to tell my own vault, now I'm going to tell you the Rambam's vault, okay? He says, correct? Then he says, the afal pish omru remez reish mem zayin remez legeinev esakasvo shel lo yavo li reis oto steht in lava ze steht in the chachmei meserin sanhedrin. Now here's the important line. Haridai bi omrom remez u shepashte dekho eino bi inyan ze. So it means the word remez tells you it's not pshuto shel mikra, and not minyan hamitzis is a minyan from pshuto de mikra. Correct? Okay. Now let's read the Gemara Sanhedrin, and I'm not going to say anything. I'll let the Talmud and the Rambam speak. Okay? Mem vav omer beis in Sanhedrin. The halak atam reb Shimba Yochai. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Mishum reb Shimba Yochai. Okay, I guess the Messiah, that they talk about what the Mishum over here means. But that's not really my idea. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Shum Ben Yochai, Minay Lemele Mesmei Shoeva Balay Saseh, Tamaloyma, Kikova Tikbreno, Mekan Lemezim, Lemelein, Esmei Sai, Shoeva Balay Saseh, Ikidi Amre. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Shum Ben Yochai. Remez! Likfura Minatera Minay. Tamaloyma ki kovo tikbreno. Mikan remez lekfura min ha-teira. Okay. Omle shvo malko rav chamo kvura min ha-teira minayin. Ishtik vle omle vle midi. Omav acha ba Yaakov imso almo biyodo de tipshoi. Di boi le lemei mikikovo de levit le aroin. Tikburenu loy mashmale. Vinema midi ikve tzadike. Oh. So the shaila is afterwards what's going on, okay? And how you learn kilu the gemara was real and there's a chazok. Then the gemara goes on like this. Then the gemara says, Iboy lo kfu mishum bizyenuhu o mishum kapohu lemay nafgemino. The omelet being in the liquid, the whole gavro. He am mission is yene who look hokumet, if yam mission kahora, who ho loibina kapora. My toshma, meniquit sadike, vahule. Also, he's blue. You call the shikhva. Hari in Afghanam, the omelet is the whole gavro. The fukumiyosh toshma, we all have the soul as a soul, huh? The Gemara says, "Okay, Toshma, Shma Aminu, you call the Shich. So that's in Hesped, you call the Shichve, and the Ram quotes Kovet Tikbrenu. Okay. So, I'm just wondering what the Ram takes." This Gemara seriously in a certain way, Mishnah Torah, and very differently in Sefer Mitzvos. And the Rambam seems to learn that even though you could make a drasha about kfula for Shaar Meisim, but it's not Pshuta Shemikra. Okay? So then, if that's correct, which you have to check out if you can do such a thing, then, and that's what the Rud Remes is, and that's so then it would come out in the Ram Mishneh Torah that when he's talking about the mitzvahs, I say, of Kovod, the mitzvahs loises, the mitzvah of Melin Mesai is, might be a Shaka Krivim, and but the mitzvah said Kvur in Pshuto Shomiko, or that the Posik is referring to Harugi Bezdin, is only on Harugi Bezdin, not in the Poshita Mace. Okay? However, it seems to be that this remez is enough that a person has not the right to say that there is a mitzvah. I don't think he means mitzvah for the mitzvah I say in Pshuto Shomiko. There's a certain Indian mitzvah that a person came avata on. So Mela, you ain't shame in life because you have it seen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But doesn't necessarily mean that it's a minyan mitzvahs. That's what I would tell you. Okay.
How do you split the Pshuta Shemekah? The parasha it's talking about, Harugi Bezdin.
I understand. Okay. You know, I want to know. I understand the problem. They talk about this also, okay. I understand everything. But the Chachmei Meseret did that, Melinis Meseret, and that's where they learned, okay? We could talk about that. I said to myself, you know, this is a kasha which has to be dealt with, okay? But I said to myself, I thought about it. I was thinking about, you know, working on this and coming up and saying, you know, and coming with an answer on this. But I said to myself, is that what we're interested in over here? You know, for the purpose of the shiur itself? So I said to myself, that's not the point here, correct? Okay. That's what the Guinness of Rodham tried to explain, that's what he meant, and that's, you know, that's why the Torah is. Okay, I just want to say one thing, okay? Now, if you accept this, okay, you accept this, that the mitzvah is kvura, as the mitzvah as we understand it, was not formulated by except for only Harugi Bezdin and not even Kreivim, okay? But there is an inyan of Kvura, okay? By every mess, okay? That's why the Rambam writes the way he does, okay? Then I ask you again, let's start reading the beginning of Hilchos Ovel. Now open it up and read it. I also don't want to say anything, okay? If I'm not mistaken, Derech Agav, I think the Ramban goes out of his way when he explains Kilu in Teres Odom. It's very clear the Remez is only talking about the issue of the question is whether Kfura has to be in Kalka or not. But the Etzmetz Kfura, that was never an issue. And that's what the Gemara really says. I'm not sure the Ramban learns like that. That's all I was trying to say. Okay? Now read the beginning of Hilchos Ovel. Okay, he's apologetic about it. Because the mitzvah, as we know it, is only in Harugi Bezdin. And he's trying to say the reason why he quotes in Sefer Shoftim is because of the mitzvah. So therefore he has to be apologetic about it. But you understand yourself, hello, if the mitzvah is kvura, is really on Shaar Odom, then there's no reason to be apologetic, is there? Correct? Oh, no. What? No. Why are you bothered? Why is he apologizing? According to you, when you walked in, the mitzvah was on everyone, correct? So what if he's apologetic about things? Because there's a big problem that I want to talk about next. The problem is, you know something? There's no Avelis by Harugi Bezdin, as they say in Ram Perek Avos Ovel. So the bring, that the reason, it's just, it's the most, it's the zaniest thing you can imagine doing. Kilo, the reason I'm quoting is because of Haugi Bezdin. And it has to do with Avelis. And Haugi Bezdin is not Avelis Machal. Correct? However, if I would have been the opinion, okay, if my opinion had been, if my opinion had been that the mitzvah covered Tikbureno, and you would take the Rambam Perek Yud Beis and just take it to its, you know, and say, oh, Dosh Teit and Rambam, you know, and fudge it, you can fudge it whichever way you want, and fudge it in the Hilchos and Hedrin and the beginning of us and say, oh, this is us. But if you fudge it that way, okay, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ovel don't make no sense. Correct? Is that fair to say?
He's putting this in here because...
Okay, no, I didn't know. No. I'm not just trying to say. He's trying to explain at the moment why he quotes Hilchos Ovel in Sefer Shoftim. Okay? So the emphasis, wherever he quoted it, he would have had to explain why he's doing it. So, you know, it's not... it's not the biggest cash and the biggest thing, but for some reason he finds necessity to explain it, okay? And I think also because he says, Kilu, that every sefer has a general theme, and that's what he does. If you really want to go into it, he has its theme in the beginning of Mad. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Let me show you this. You'll understand what the problem is exactly. You know, it's not a problem per se. It's a problem which the Rambam himself caused. Here it is. Yeah. He has 14 Sforim. Right after he finishes Sefer the Minyan HaKotzer, and he has his whole discussion about the mitzvahs, the Rabbonon, Tisha B'Av. Then he has something called, he has V'chisi l'chal l'chibuzer li'abo osu svarim. Okay, and this is Lashon HaRambam. And he goes through each of the svarim, of the 14 svarim, and he tells you what's included in them. Okay? And he goes out of his way to explain why Mila is in Sefer Avo, which is a very interesting explanation, nothing to do with us at the moment, okay? Then he goes on to the 14th. The 14th is Echloboy Mitzvah Shein Mesulin Sanhedrin. Kegoin Mises Bezin V'Kabbalus Edis V'Din HaMelech U'Milcha Moisov V'Kosh Yishem Azeh Sefer Shoftim. Okay. So we come from this world of the world of Sefer Shoftim, and the way the Rambam defines it. So I would have said, you know, that the mitzvah Avelis in the middle of that, what the heck? Okay? So I made the question a little bit. Now you understand what he's bothered for. So he's apologetic about it. Because L'Chaira, you know, you see, and he was apologetic about Mila, okay? Was do with Ava, because he says, I'll give you an example, okay? Just give me an idea, okay? Echlo, in Sefer Sheni, which is called Ahavo, Echlo boy hamitzvah shehein tediros shenistav behen kedei la'avos hamokim v'lezichrei tamid. He adds something, which is a very important thing. It's not only la'avos hamokim v'lezichrei tamid. Shvi'is Hashem negdi somid. Kegoin kriyashma utfila, okay, utfilin ubrachis. Interesting. Okay. Umila bichlolam. What's that to do with Mila from Avo? You can start saying a drasha. Man is being makriv, the thing and this for God. And he's identifying himself with God. You can say all drashas you want. Okay. Sach the Rambam. Umila bichlolam. Lefishihi ois bifsoreno. Lahaski tomid. Bishaw, She'ain Loi, whatever it is, okay? Now I'll explain to the end of it, But what does he want, Talmud? Because he's saying, even though it doesn't have the nature of Ava, there's another issue of Ava, Lezichrei Talmud, and that is where Mila comes in. And that's where he has to add that. And he says, B'shar she'ein l'sham like tefillin, v'leit tzitzis, u'kiyei tzibahem. You know what he's doing? He's saying, oh, that's the pshat in the Gemara Menachos, in Dover HaMelech HaBeis HaMelechatz, and that's the Dover HaMelech came to the conclusion that it's Eis Tomid from Shvisa Hashem Ledovus Negli Somid. It's not the Racha or Zeruah, that is a kiyum of Milu all the time, but Otot, this is the Zichrei Tomid. So the Ram is trying each part, each halachas, he's trying to understand why they're each individual safer. And here, when it comes to Avil, he doesn't make an explanation here at all. And it's only about Sanhedrin and Melech and Melchisav, correct? So you have a major problem. You can tell you basically that each sefer really doesn't have any purpose per se, and then you have no problem, okay? But if you write this, you got a problem. Okay? So Ram created a problem, which he didn't have to create, okay? But he created the problem. So that's what he's taking care of, okay? So that's now, okay? And it's a major problem, because if you have, so that's what has to be apologetic, because the chur hot the ton, because Harugi Bezdin is only Harugi Bezdin. Harugi Bezdin is no Avelus. Adostimit is Kvor. So what's he talking about? Correct? So continue.
If he said Kalal to Hilch Halach, I say, oh,
yeah.
Shehin Main Kfura Biyom Misa Shehi Mitzvah Saseh.
Okay. So, I would tell you, Doso Shteta. Main Kfura, that is trying to tell you that it's not the Mitzvah Saseh as we know it. It's the Rem is in the Drosha, and that's the Main Kfura. Okay. And that main kvur, the chedinyu from Avelus, because the emes is, it's a very strange thing. Open the Rama Perik, Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Orville, could start reading.
Mitzvasasi l'sabal al
kvur. Okay. Hayita b'ni Hashem. And what's this pasuk talking about? It's talking about Aaron Abonov, the Aninus, correct? We're allowed to eat by Aninus. And that, we point that, oh, that's the Makor from Avelus? Okay. Now, this, L'chaira, has anything to do with Kfura? No. L'chaira, it's the Yom HaMisa, there's the Inyi from Miris Halev, and Avachisa Keimah, and Shalom HaYisrael, correct or incorrect? L'chaira, that's the way the Gleichaveg, Isaiah Daphne Gain, that's what it says, correct? Now continue reading. Okay, what happened? The Yom Kippur. So where did that come from? So whatever happens over here, the Ram did an amazing feat that Kippur is a Chaloshem Deraisa in the Kfiyas of the Mitzvah Avelus. So it means there must be some relationship between Kippur and Avelus. Even though a priori, you don't understand. Why? Because Yechalti Chatzayim, Yitei Be'er Hashem, Vosot Zaton. Correct? Okay. I'll tell you even more than this, okay? Let me tell you something. Okay. Halacha Beis. What does he say? Meimosa yischayiv odin bi'ovel mishi yisosim hagoylo. Avo kol zman shele nikba meis eino osa bedovu min advorim. She'ovel osa behem. Okay. The chavil is the raisa. And it begins with the misa. And that's how the Ramban works so hard with the gaining back and forth, maybe the Avedah starts immediately or not, whatever it is, okay, but say that. Halacha Gimel. Harugi Bezdin, She'ein Manich Loisar Likover. Harugi Malchus, She'ein Manich Loisar Likover. Me'er Mose Maschil Nisabel. Alein, V'lispo Shiva V'shleishim. Misi Yisha'a, Misi Yis'a Ya'ashu, Lish'o L'mel Hakover. Afa Pishalus Yaish Milignoiv Oisam. Okay. So there's something called Misyayish Ishayishu Milkoiver. Halacha Dalet, Misha Tova Beno. O Sheochlosai Chaya. Continue? Chaya. Okay, so I think there's a mistake and I think it should be raw. They spelled it with an aleph. It looked to me like it was a mistake. I didn't know what they thought. Misi Ishayishu Milavakesh, okay? Beseder. Matsu evorim evorim ein moinin loy ad shim sereishoy v'ruboy o yisayish melevakesh. Okay? Halacha hei. Mishin dalkon lishloich hameis l'medina cheres l'kovoy v'inim yoidim mosa yikover me'eish shiachzu pneim m'lavoisoy maschil l'mnoisoy shivo u'shloishim. U'maschil l'sabel. So what is this? This din of Mosel l'katofim, that's a din of Nisayish m'l'kovre? Or that's something else? Because the Ram guys, can you read what he says there?
And fallen?
By Mosel. No, in well, he says in Aloha, hey, Mishdach Lishloach here.
Yeah.
Oh, he says, what he says? V'edim yoidin Mosa Yikov. What do you mean, ain't yoidin Mosa Yikov? If you have a cell phone, you call up and you tell exactly when it is. When is Avedo started calling to the Rambam?
What do you know?
Okay. So, here basically, the kfura is a machayev in Mosel HaKetofim. L'chodram is two halachas. M'siyayish l'kovray means it calls man that he wants to do kfura, the kfura is ma'akev, okay? Do we know, for example, I'll tell you something which, you know, may blow your mind, okay? Lui Tzur an Yom HaMisa, there won't be a kfura. And it's Nisyayish Melkevre and Yoim HaMisa. Do we know there that the Avelis is Dreisa?
You didn't speak about that case.
We don't know. It's Yom HaKfur.
We spoke about the case Yom HaKfur is Yom HaMisa. We don't know about that case.
We don't know about that case. Because that case is Nisyayish Melkevre. And it could be especially if you're ready to take the position that kfur is a chaloshem in the chiyuv avelus, and it's not stam, okay? So then, otat the mosel ketofim and the kfur and the din of yeush achulkim b'etzmi seidinai, okay? That's very interesting, correct? So all I'm telling you, the Rambam is medaktik in his lishonai betachlis hadiktuk. And that's why he says, Me'ein HaKfura. And that's an apology. Because he says, even the Harugi Bezdin Hot and Satan, because the Harugi Bezdin, that's how I want to explain this even more so. Harugi Bezdin, the Ram does an amazing thing, and let me explain to you what the amazing thing that he's doing, okay? Okay, we're still okay. The it's like this. You see, the truth is, I don't get it 100% how the Rambam picked this up. Because the Rambam basically, if you excuse me, dug his own, you know, got himself into the problem. Because it says, in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, okay, the Rambam says, for call oisa sh'om u'she'im b'sa'ab malei, go in Arugi Bezdin, u'she'poshim b'dalki tzibor, v'an nefolim, v'an ma'abed atzmoy l'das, eira koyim etam elehem. So Chayra, Tumah and Avelis go hand in hand. And as the Rambam said at the beginning of his diatribe over there at the beginning of Hilchos, the Pirutei Mitzvahs at the beginning of Hilchos Ovel. So, since there's no Tumah and Aruge Bezdin, and Ma'abed Asan Ladas, so the Chayra, therefore there's no Avelis, correct? Okay. Even though we don't understand what the source of the argument is, because in Teres Kohanim, in the Mirah Tuas Kohanim, was only said by Poshim Bidaki Tzibo. Wasn't said that we give Bezin. Sifro and Parsha Aleph in Emor, Halacha Tezayin, Bi Amov, Bizman She'isin Kemai Se Amov, Lo Bizman She'poshim Bidaki Tzibo. Or Dos is Dos, Shalom Ali Israel. So we don't know anything about Ugi Bezin. Could be Yomitame. So the Rambam has a problem, which he created himself. Okay. And then he says, and the Lashon is very strange, because the Rambam's Lashon is, and he seems, in the Chayr, I would have said, you start from there's no Matamin, and therefore there's no Avelis, okay? But the Rambam flips it. Because Lashon Rambam is telling you, Mamish is mad here, and this is what I'm getting involved in. If you look at the Rambam, Kol Oysen She'omu She'im Mis'abon Aleim, G'gon Arugi Malchus, V'Hugi Bezdin, U She'poshu B'dak Yitzibah, and the following, Ma'abed Asan Ladas, Ein HaKoyim Matam Alehen. It's just the opposite. It's since there's no Avelis, maybe there's no Tumah. It's not, since there's no Tumah, there's no Avelis. Correct? It's a flip. Because the emissaries, you look at the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Ovel Halacha Tes and Yud, Kol Harugei Malchus Av Pishenergu Bedin Amelech Vatera Nitnu Lo Rishus Vatera Nitnu Lo Rishus L'Hogon Hari Eilu Misav Malayim Ve'imodim Mehen Kol Dova Mehmodim Amelech Ve'nikbon Nekivrei Avoseim Avo Kol Shhh I will call Al Gibesdin, a Misabon Lehem, a Misabon Lehem, a Voinin. And then it says, Kol HaPoshim Midakei Tzibo, V'heim HaAnoshim Shepoku Ol HaMitzvus Me'al Tzavoron, V'ein Nichlolim B'chal Yisrael Basiyas HaMitzvus U'V'chover HaMoadis V'yishivas Bote Knesiyos U'Bote Midrashos El Hari Hein K'bnei Chirin La'atzmon K'sharu Umois. What is it? K'sharu, what did it say? K'sharu Umois. V'chein Apikosin Meaning, Mishumadim or something like that. Yeah, I know how they, you know, I see the words, I know how they sense it. Okay? Kol Eilu Ein Misabon Aleihem Elo Acheyem V'Shar Koyveihem Loivshin Levonim U'Misatfin Levonim V'Ochlin V'Shoisim U'Smeichem Harei Obdu Seinov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Aleihem HaKos V'Oime Misaneh Hashem Esna. Okay? See here. You ask yourself a question. So maybe Otta Dianinus and Augi Malchus, Otto Zakil, maybe it's a Havelis, maybe it's something. He's gone, okay? Even though the Rab seems to be very clear in Perikei of Hilchos Ovel that all Nihugi Havelis are the Reise. Okay? The problem is, the Ram learns Avelis deraisa from Yochalti Chatzayom Eitim Min Hashem, which is be'emes the din anidus of kochim. And l'chay what it means, because the anidus believe, we can talk about this, I had a shiur, but I didn't say it because we lost the Beit HaZmanim, that the aninus kilu might be an expression of the aninus belev, the isa kochim. So lechera, if I would have asked you, is it an isa vahugi bezin to eat kochim? What would you have said? What would you said? Hello?
He says there is aninus.
What?
He says there is aninus.
But if there's aninus, so there should be the mitzvah aninus, avelus is learned from aninus. So how do you do this?
No, that's a problem.
Okay, so you have a problem. So
what's the matter of the achil, if they cry?
You would be martyred. You know, you're a priest. You know, but the question is, I ask you. Yeah, but the rabbi says no avelus. Avelus is the reisa. If he asks you the misabo and the rav nugi avelus, which the rabbi says in Perik Hey is the reisa, correct? So I could have taken the opposite approach. Avo oininin is the heta kilu, but it's not kilu mitzvah lekiyum. And in Porsche midaki tziva fakir, there's no heta. You have to be happy. And fakir, there's no anidis belev b'chal, because anidis belev is the avelis is an expression anidis belev. V'chalti chatzayom yitem bein Hashem. I could imagine someone saying like that. Okay, so the emes is you have hagugi bezin and you have nothing, correct? So that's the problem. What's main akvura? So the chera, the best way of going a priori is to end off over here and to flip it and say main akvura. The tak is an inyan of the mitzvah kvura by Shaul Mason. And that's the reason, because that mitzvah was said in Sanhedrin. And Lamaisa, we find it's a chaloshem deraisa in the kvias of the mitzvahs of the mitzvah velus. So then he explains an apologetic form why it's in the sefer. That's what I would have said. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I would have said. You know, I'm not. It's not clear to me. I think, you know, someone who's saying that Haruge Malchus, the also in Achilles Kochim, if the Makof Mavelis of Yahadi Chatzayom Yitim and Hashem, and the Ramas is no Avelis for him, he has an uphill battle. L'chayr. That's what I would say. I'm not saying it's wrong. Okay. And the same question you'll ask, for example, is there mitzvah kfura on the folum? There's no tum, there's no avelus, there's nothing. If there's mitzvah kfura on the folum, you see tum mohot golds tomekain zachnet, lachera. So, the emes achrinim, the tesis yontif, the minchas chinuch, oh, that's all of the kaimis amincha, that. All of them seem to say that there is, okay? And the Teisus Yontif and Amatzni even goes further and says, you know, maybe Gzayis Min Ames, it's the Kvura, it's Kvura, you have to say, you know, you can't leave it alone. So, in the Falim, L'chera, that's L'chera, what he says. The Behuda is a Tshuva, and he says, L'chera, in the Falim, the kfura in the folim is not the mitzvah kfura, it's the mishnah tmura, the eil nikborin. But the nikborin in the mitzvah tmura is not a mitzvah kfura, it's because of takol. So it's a kfura from Yisrael Ano. It's not a kfura from mitzvah kfura. So the question is, he's ready to say gezayis min ames is also mitzvah kfura. I could have imagined that even gezayis min ames is not a mitzvah kfura. And that's a b'yosi shtikl teira. That he says, tevis amigdo, there's no seif tumut lotzeis, the gezayis meremes besoichoi, because hoi ovi epshe lachalachtoichoi lo sofo. So that's what I thought he's saying. Because there's no kfura, no mitzvah kfura. Okay. So maybe adarabah, or the mitzvah kfura is not a gezayis meremes, the mitzvah kfura has to do with a mess. And mitzvah kfura is not on the folum. And once you have that, so maybe you can move forward with the Rambam. Okay, I don't want to go further because we have to have a ma'ariv. Shalom Yisrael. Peseder?